听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众，很高兴又在空中跟大家见面了。今天为大家讲新的一课，也就是一个对话。现在请大家打开我们这套教材第111页。
Hi everybody, I'm Bruce.
111页怎么说？
111 page
111，但通常有时候呢，也有些用法是 page 111。不过在实际的念法里头，这个 and 越来越少人这样使用了，对不对
？Correct.
OK， 现在我们就一块来看，今天是第18课，我们请呢，卜大哥把18课那个念也把它念出来，还包括 title， 也就是它的标题，当然还包括内容，我们一口气。这样开始念起来。
Lesson 18. Nothing is perfect. Part 1. Dialogue. The computer in Dan's car is helping him reach his hotel. D is Dan. He says, Okay, computer, how do we get there? And C is the computer. It can talk. It tells Dan,Go one block and take a left. Dan says, that looks easy, but he turns right. Then the computer says, left. I said left, you idiot. Dan is surprised. Sorry. Wow, you don't have to get so angry. The computer says, I'm sorry.I guess I'm just having a bad day. Dan asks, A bad day? You're a computer. How can you have a bad day? The computer says, Well, I think I've got a virus. Ha, says Dan, and I thought computers...could never be wrong.
Even computers sometimes make mistakes. This goes to show that we human beings are allowed to make mistakes.
Yes.
Especially when we are learning English.
Especially when you're working with Peter.
我的意思就是说连电脑都会犯错。所以啊我们呢应当在学英文的时候是不要怕犯错的啊。
对。
那么现在一开头来讲 ,nothing is perfect, 这个 perfect 是一个形容词。但是我们想起来了，我们中文常常讲说熟能生巧，只要做什么事情肯努力，英文有这句话 ,practice, 怎么说的啊
makes perfect.
Yeah, say that again, please.
practice makes perfect.
好 ,practice is P-R-A-C.T-I-C-E, 这边是一个名词做主语也不断的练习 practice, makes perfect. 这个 makes, 它是一个及物动词后头照理要说要放宾语啊可是 perfect 是形容词啊那这里宾语不见了的确是不见了它原来有这么一个字在后头或者一群字在后头它把它省了掉是这样说的 practice,makes whatever you're doing perfect 就是这个练习会使你所做的任何事情呢都会变得完美但是因为经常使用所以反而把这个宾语整个把它省掉形成 practice makes perfect 固定的用法
We should also say Peter that many Chinese students will say perfect Now the verb is perfectFor example, Edison perfected the light bulb. But as an adjective, you must say perfect. Practice makes perfect.
刚才您说这个 Thomas Edison perfected the light bulb. Light bulb 是电灯啊，电灯泡。Light 再加一个 bulb. Bulb 是 B-U-L-B. B-U-L-B.可是用的 perfected 是一个动词这什么意思在这边
It means to make very, very good or good enough to use.
就是爱迪生把灯泡加以完美化，使得它呢，就是可以呢，非常的适用于我们的日常生活中。To perfect something, 将什么完美，是什么做得更棒的意思。好啦，在这儿呢，对这个 perfect 是动词， perfect 是形容词，做了这样的介绍。Perfect 是一个动词，重音在第二音节。Perfect 是形容词，重音在第一音节。而念成 perfect 的时候，注意第二音节是 it 的音 perfect。如果是做动词 perfect 发 at 的音，所以有差距哦。现在我们就一块来看这里的对话。第一行 ，The computer in Dan's car is helping him reach his hotel. 他说这个电脑，哪儿的电脑呢 ？In Dan's car， 在 Dan 的这个车子里头，这部电脑正在帮助他 ，is helping him。这个 him 就指的前面的 Dan。Helping him 后头省了 to reach his hotel， 正在帮助他，协助他回到他的饭店。到他的饭店那边，应该是这样说 ,to reach his hotel, 那个 to, 他把它省略掉了。这就告诉我们重要的用法 ,help 加人做了宾语之后，用不定式短语做宾语补足语时，这个 to 可以省略掉。我们不妨先造个有 to 的，造这么一个句子。
I helped dad to repair the car.
但是呢 ,to 也可以把它省略掉而形成
I helped dad repair the car.
Repair 就是修理，不用 repair 也可以用 fix 这个字。Repair 怎么说
?R-E-P-A-I-R. R-E-P-A-I-R. And fix is F-I-X.
也就是修理，这两个字意思一样。不过谈到这个 repair， 既然谈到我都要说啊，那么它也可以当名词哦。这个车子不能修理了 ，it is beyond repair， 用这样的说法，不要说 it is beyond repairing， 就直接用 repair 这个动词形态当名词用。像呢 Bruce 呢，他有一个呢自行车，那么骑了30多年了，他还不愿意修理啊。
At least that was second hand.
啊，而且是二手的，所以呢 ，it is already beyond repair. But stingy 啊，这个小气的，我们说呢 ，stingy Bruce will never give it up， 从来不会把它放弃掉，所以我们就可以这样说。
Hey Peter.
Yes.
The chair you are sitting on is beyond repair.
彼得，你那个是现在正在坐的椅子已经不能再修理了。那么意思换句话说 ,Peter is very, very heavy, 很重的意思。Or rather, fat. 那这样很肥胖。OK, 接着我们来看一下他怎么说了。OK, computer, how do we get there? 好啦。Computer, 你告诉我怎么样才能到达饭店那边去啊 ?How do we get to the hotel? Get 加 to, 后头呢要放名词。但这个 there 本身这边是一个副词，所以就不要说 How do we get to there? 这样的用法。这里啊他下面说了 ,Go one block and take a left. 他说走这么一个街区，然后呢左转。在这里 ,go one block, 这个 go 是不及物动词，后头怎么可以放的宾语呢？不，这个 one block 前面省了介词 for,go for one block,go for two blocks, 这理论上有个 for 在里面，但实际使用的时候不会加 for 的。
嗯哼，啊，也是 along 的意思，
也就是沿着这样走，那么大概走约一条街区的这个距离，我们就这样说。这个 block 跟 street 是不一样的啊，记住，像我们讲一个长安大街呢，那么好长好长的，那中间呢还有一些呢其他的街道横过去，那么一小段啊跟被街道的所谓切断的那一段呢就叫做 block。好，我们就可以这样说。好了，在这边呢 ,block 跟 street 有所了解。 go one block and take a left. Take a left 其实就等于 make a left turn, 常常用 make 这个 a left turn 一样的用法，或是 take a right 也就等于什么？
Well, you could say either make a right turn or simply turn right.
Turn right 更简单啊，这用法。这边可以讲 take a left, 这样用法。我们不妨呢也可以模仿造句。我这样问 Bruce, excuse me, please tell me where the station is.
The station? Well, you go down this street two blocks and then make a right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. 所以这样说法都不错。那我们顺便再说一遍，像问路的时候一定要有礼貌，像一开头讲 excuse me, 当然你可以加一些话说来，比如说我这样急急的，我也可以这样说 excuse me sir, I'm new here, I think I'm lost, and I have to go to a Grand Hotel, but I don't know where it is, so please show me the way, please.
Oh, sure.Just go down this street two blocks and make a right.
Thank you. 好，我们都可以这样说。好了，那么现在这边就知道 take a left, 或者是 turn left, 或者是 make a left turn, 都可以这样使用。好，当然是左转、右转都是这样使用的。好，接着我们看 That looks easy. 这看起来好像蛮简单的。He turns right.他就右转了。同样的也可以讲说 he takes a right, 或者说呢 he makes a right turn, 他就右转。Left, I said, left, you idiot. 左边我说是左，你这个蠢材，他就这样讲。当然电脑出来的声音不像有人声这样，它一定是平平的 left, I said left, you idiot, 这样说。最后这个字 idiot, 我们建议大家千万不要这样用，因为这是比较粗俗的话，骂人的，没有礼貌，除非是在什么大家好朋友这样开玩笑可以讲 you idiot.
Oh, I thought you were serious when you called me an idiot.
那 Bruce 又在开玩笑。你说你叫把我骂成傻瓜，我还以为你是讲真的呢。哦，这样，原来你是开玩笑的。彼得，你不是那么好心吧？好 ，idiot， 好，就是骂人的话，我们知道就好了。接着又说了 ，Sorry， 很抱歉。Wow, you don't have to get so angry. 啊，你不要。是发脾气生气到这样地步嘛，干嘛这样呢？这里啊我们可以看出来呢，这个电脑显然呢心情是不太好。谈的这个心情我们要用 mood, M-O-O-D, we can easily tell that the computer is not in a good mood. 这个 mood 特别记住要与介词 in 并用 ,in a good mood, in a bad mood, 我们可以这样造句。
On rainy days, I'm often in a bad mood.
好，下雨的时候啊，下雨的日子中啊，我总是心情不太好，再来一遍。
On rainy days, I'm often in a bad mood.
好，通常呢，有一个用法还有一个也是跟这个 mood 有关 be in the mood for something, 那个时候要与定冠词的这样使用 be in the mood for something, 有心情做什么事情。来，我们造个例子。
I'm in the mood for dancing. Let's go to a disco.
哎，他说我现在有心情想跳舞去，哎，咱们就去到 disco 舞馆里面去跳舞。再来一遍。
I'm in the mood for dancing. Let's go to a disco.
I'm in a mood, in the mood 这样用法。啊，记住要 the, T-H-E. I'm in the mood for dancing. Let's go, 咱们去干什么呢？ Let's go to a disco, 就到一个 disco 舞馆去。Disco 怎么拼的？
D-I-S-C-O.D-I-S-C-O, disco.
We also have another word that looks about the same in appearance, and that is disc, D-I-S-K. I'm sure this word, disc, has to do with the word disco.
Sure. A disc. Also, you can spell it D-I-S-C. Sometimes you will see D-I-S-C. Sometimes you will see D-I-S-K. The same word, the same meaning. It means something round. In the old days, when Peter was a boy, there were records, and records are round. So a disco was a place where they played records so people could dance. So disco means, originally, a place to listen to records and to dance.
Disco 原来呢早期的时候呢就是他们只是那边放唱片、there was no live band there. Even today,in some discos, as far as I know,、there are some live bands.
Yes, but when they take a break, then they play tapes or CDs now.
他们是放唱片的最早的时候。我们刚才讲这个 live band, 这个 live 怎么拼的
?L-I-V-E.L-I-V-E.
可不要变成 L-I-F-E, 啊那是 live 当形容词用现场的活生生的活人的组成的这种乐团的 live band. 通常也可以这个 live 当形容词用、也可以当副词。我们可以这样说呢 ,the whole program will be broadcast live. 这个节目将会现场呢广播或者是转播，我们用 live 这个字当副词用 ，it will be broadcast live， 或是 it is a live show 做形容词用，这是一个现场节目。好了，我们再来看这边。Well, you don't have to get so angry。谈到 angry， 倒是我们想起它通常要与 with 并用。Be angry with somebody. 但 be mad 习惯用 at somebody.
Right.
这是习惯用法。我们用 be angry with somebody 造个例子。
My teacher is angry with me because I flunked the test.
因为我考试没考好，所以老师呢生我的气啊，非常气。再来一遍。
My teacher is angry with me because I flunked the test.
用 mad at 一样，我们造个句子。
My teacher is mad at me because I flunked the test.
好，接着我们再来看。I'm sorry, 很抱歉。I guess I'm just having a bad day. 啊，很抱歉，我想 ，I guess 就等于 I think。I'm just having a bad day. 我此刻呢，我今天的日子过得实在不太好，过得真是倒霉啊。Have a bad day. 往往也可以这么说 ,It's not my day today.
Right.
It's not my day today.
I failed a test and now I caught cold. Today is not my day.
今天我过得真难过，今天可不是我的日子。也就是说，今天我过得真倒霉。I'm just having a bad day today. 就这么说的。好了，接着我们就要看了。A bad day? What? Are you having a bad day? 他这么说。You're a computer. You're just a machine. You cannot think. You should not have any emotion. 你不应当有任何的所谓情绪反应在里头的。How can you have a bad day? 你怎么会有这样的倒霉的日子啊？刚才我用了一个字 emotion 这个字好怎么拼的
E-M-O-T-I-O-N E-M-O-T-I-O-N Emotion
用这个字 emotion 其实有一个很好的用法叫 let out one's emotion 这个字不错、
yeah.
怎么使用能不能告诉我们
Well, students are often studying very hard. Students have a lot of pressure. So it's important for businessmen or students to let out their emotion sometime. We really mean to let out theirbad feelings or their pressure, maybe by exercising or singing or some other good way, it's important to let out our emotion.
所以我们可以这样造句， 唱歌是一个发泄情绪的一个好方法，就可以这样讲， Singing is a good way to let out one's emotion. 我们就可以这样说。好，我们再说一遍， Singing is a good way to let out your 或者是 one's emotion. 这个字都不错的。好啦，接着我们再来看。Well, I think I've got a virus. 啊，我想是这样的，因为我得了什么呢？滤过性病毒，这边指的是电脑病毒，所以我受到影响。I do not function properly today. 这个字棒 function 怎么说
？Function. Function.Function and properly, 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 properly.
所以我刚刚讲说 I'm not functioning properly today. 今天呢，我好像我的运作不太正常，那么有些毛病，大概受到所谓的一个病毒的影响。一般来讲 virus 那呢是指的我们真正是指的人体的一些造成我们生病的一些病毒，那么能请呢 Bruce 告诉我们，用英文告诉我们什么叫做 a virus。
A virus is a very small piece of life, very small, the smallest we know, which can enter into a cell in our bodyand make a lot of trouble in our health. Viruses can attack people, animals, or plants. Viruses can attack each other, too.
这是很小的、超小的一种细菌、一种病菌，它可以呢侵入我们的细胞。刚才讲细胞这个字用 cell 这个字 ,C-E-L-L,C-E-L-L, 就这么说的。好啦，接下来我们看哈哈，原来这样啦。And I thought, 我还以为，现在答案不这么认为，他说我还以为，他用了过去式。And I thought, 或者是一个 that 引导的名词从句，那个 that, 他可以把它省得掉。那么 ,And I thought, computers could never be wrong, 电脑不会出错的。那么在这里呢，computers could never be wrong. 除了用 be 以外，可以用什么字？ Go wrong. 用 go wrong 这个用法非常在英文里头常出现的。我们用 go wrong 找个例子。
You can't go wrong studying English with Peter.
跟彼得学英文是不可能出错的。我们再来一遍。
You can't go wrong studying English with Peter.
这句话稍微改一下。You can't go wrong studying English with Bruce. 我们可以这样再来一遍，再说一遍。
这个问法对，意思不对。You can't go wrong studying English with Bruce.
OK, 好了，现在我们来看这个 wrong。wrong 这个字啊，我们刚才已经讲了 something is wrong, something's the matter with Peter. 彼得有点毛病，他好像出了事了。这个 wrong 可以当形容词用， something is wrong 就等于 something's the matter. 但是这个 wrong 呢可以当一个动词， wrong somebody 什么意思？
That means to treat someone unfairly. She wronged him by ignoring him.
那么他呢，这个女孩子忽视他，所以对这个男孩子不公，对这个男孩子呢没有应当给他应得的一个待遇。我们用 wrong somebody 当及物动词使用。我们再说一遍。
She wronged him by ignoring him.
Ignore 是这样拼的。
I-G-N-O-R-E. I-G-N-O-R-E. Ignore.
好了，现在我们就一块的再把这个对话从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 18, Nothing is Perfect. Part 1 Dialogue, The computer in Dan's car is helping him reach his hotel. Okay, computer, how do we get there? Go one block and take a left. That looks easy. He turns right. Left. I said left, you idiot. Sorry. Wow. You don't have to get so angry. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just having a bad day. A bad day? You're a computer. How can you have a bad day? Well, I think I've got a virus. Ha! And I thought computers could never be wrong.
这篇对话我们已经把它解释完毕，但在学对话的时候还有一个方法，那就是不光是说在碰到对话的练习，还有我们在看了一篇文章之后，你了解之后有一个方法呢，可以帮助你呢学会话，那就是呢 retell the story， 把这呢整个故事呢再重新讲一遍，然后呢这样的话用自己的英文来这样说，哦，非常棒。那么为了呢能够做个示范呢，我们先请呢 Bruce 呢就针对呢这个对话来用另外一个英文，用自己的懂得这些文字，我们把它说一遍。
Well, we're talking about a guy named Dan today. He has a car like most of us, but his car is special. It has a talking computer in it. This computer can tell you directions.Dan doesn't know how to go to his hotel and asks his computer, how do we get back to our hotel? And the computer tells him to go along the street for one block and then make a left turn. That sounds easy to Dan, but Dan turns right. He makes a mistake. The computer is angry. Left!I told you to turn left, you idiot. Sorry, said Dan. And then he realizes that the computer is angry but shouldn't be. The computer apologizes and explains that he's not feeling well today. And Dan wonders how a computer cannot feel well. Computers are not supposed to have emotion.The computer tells Dan that he caught some kind of virus. And now Dan understands and realizes that nothing, even computers, are perfect.
好，所以像这样子可以知道，平常用自己的懂得一些简单的英文，这样不断的这样练习说解说这篇文章是什么意思，对绘画有很大的帮助。刚才在里头啊用了一个字叫 apologize， 就是道歉的意思，它是这样拼的
apologize apologize
用这个字的时候，我们要说 You should apologize to him for the mistake. 你应当向他道歉，因为这样的错误而向他道歉。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everybody. See you next time.